Facebook announced this week that its chief financial officer, Gideon Yu, is leaving the company. Think of it as a corporate equivalent of unfriending. Facebook says it's looking for a new CFO with public company experience. Never mind that before joining Facebook, you worked for two little public companies known as Yahoo and Google. This is the latest in a series of events that have raised questions about the management of Facebook and its 24-year-old CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. He's led Facebook through an unpopular redesign, changes in the terms of service, to features that some users say violate their privacy. To talk about these Facebook fumbles, we've poked Julia Angwin. She's a technology editor for the Wall Street Journal Online and the author of Stealing MySpace, The Battle to Control the Most Popular Website in America. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think? Has it been a rough week for Mark Zuckerberg?
It has. Every time that Facebook rolls out one of these new changes, the users revolt. And it seems as though maybe they should take a lesson on how to roll out changes in a way that makes their members happier.
But does this make us think there are bigger problems at the company?
I think the problem that they're facing, which is one that a lot of internet companies face, is it's really hard to go from the garage to a real corporate entity. And that's a technical challenge. That's also just a management challenge. Mark has actually been smart in bringing in some adults to take care of things around there, but they may need a few more.
And we should say that you was in his late 30s, and he was considered the adult at the company. But this is classic for an internet startup, which is there's always that moment where people decide if the young, brilliant founder of the company is going to stay on or whether they're going to bring in a 50-year-old suit.
Right at the tipping point where they become so big that they really are having a hard time keeping a handle on things, either they sell. Mark Zuckerberg has made it very clear that he doesn't want to sell. He turned down all sorts of huge numbers. So then he has to go with a loan route. And that does work sometimes. Larry and Sergey at Google were smart enough to bring in Eric Schmidt, who was an adult, to run that company, and they've done a great job.
How's the company doing in terms of making money? Are they on pace to turn a profit?
I think they are. It's a hard thing for these social networks to make money. It seems so counterintuitive because they have huge audiences and they don't have to spend any money to create their content. So in theory, this should be the greatest business ever. You sit back, sell a few ads, drink some Coke, and print money. But in fact, it actually turns out to be really much harder than that. Right now, MySpace and LinkedIn are the only ones that are profitable. It's a huge technical challenge to run these sites. Keeping everybody's data straight and loading it onto your page, and particularly the news feed, the very controversial news feed on Facebook. But I think that the advertisers were always going to follow the audience. So eventually, the advertisers will have to come to Facebook because we will all be spending all our time there.
So you're talking about Facebook in a critical time where there's been a lot of challenges and growing pains. And this brings us back to Mark Zuckerberg running the company. A lot of people say he's arrogant, quick to dismiss people. Are those fair criticisms, and is he the right guy to run the company during this time?
It's hard to say. A lot of these sites sort of live and die by their founders and the culture, and when you remove the founder, sometimes you remove that magic sauce that you never knew why everything was going well until they leave.
Facebook mentioned that it's looking for someone with, quote, public company experience. So is this a little trial balloon that Facebook may go public soon with an initial public offering?
Yeah, they have been trying to float that idea for a little while, and I think the markets have not been ready for an unprofitable internet company. They're not ready for anything. it's not really the best time for Facebook, but look, they are on a huge growth spurt, and I believe the recession is going to be good for all these companies because they are cheap entertainment. There's nothing cheaper than sitting at your desk and playing around with Facebook for a few hours, and I think we're all going to have to do a lot more of that because we have no money. And so their future is bright. They just have to navigate these rocky shoals, and it is a management challenge.
Julia Angwin is a technology editor for the Wall Street Journal Online. Will you accept my friend request?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. This was fun.